Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Aaron waiting, the outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone. What a marvelous moment for baseball. What a marvelous moment for Atlanta and the state of Georgia. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the deep south for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol. And it is a great moment for all of us, and particularly for Henry Aaron.
An all-time baseball idol who also kind of might have been a little black. Maybe. But that was Vin Scully's call, where we always hear Milo Hamilton's call. But we never hear that one, where he put it in historic context.
Yes.
He said the things. Vin Scully, in that moment, said what it was and what the subtext was and made it the text.
The An TV all-time great. Didn't.
Yep.
Yeah.
The all-time great.
The all-time great.
All right. I mean, the best that's ever done it. Yeah. It's
anyone in the broadcasting profession ever have a higher approval rating than Vin Scully? Like, no one's got a bad word to say about him professionally.
Never an incident, never a scandal, never anything embarrassing.
The tweet about Kaepernick at the end when he was in his 90s is, you know what I mean? But like he was retired at that point. Just so in terms of like, I'm just talking about his professional performance, but
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, you know what, Lawrence, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
You're right, my bad.
How could you not remember that, Danny?
That's my fault, dude.
Joe
that's
Carter.
A deer with headlights. Still one of my all-time favorites. Thanks to Mike Florio, Mark Grody, Russell Dorsey, all for joining us today. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Mike Rankin, Brandon Fryer, and Connor O'Donnell for their help as well.
Yeah, Russell Dorsey, he's the Chicago window guy, right? Is that Russell Dorsey?
I believe so.
No?
Imagining that would be great.
Oh, it's Russ Armstrong.
Russ Armstrong, different Russ.
You know we've lost with Scully, and we lost it a couple years ago when he stopped, but like, I always think of Bryce Harper's MLB debut in April of 2012. And I was watching for three innings as it was in Dodger Stadium. And Vin Scully was just comfortably doing the game solo and weaving comparisons of Mickey Mantle into Bryce Harper analysis. Just super comfortable because he was there when Mickey Mantle debuted. You know, just like having the ability to just, you know, casually, comfortably do the game solo and compare Mantle to this kid Harper. It's like that context doesn't get rebranded into somebody else, doesn't get put into somebody else.
Joe Davis just can't do that.
It's just gone forever.
Wait, Danny, another broadcast we should add to that list, Pierre Maguire. Like, there's a guy.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
That's right.
The penis with glasses.
Well, you know. Good old Thom.
Doc Emmerich. Doc Emmerich would be in that conversation.
Thom is amazing.
Here's Castellanos.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Castellanos homered today. It was not during a Vin Scully eulogy. I was hoping, and Ryan Porth also hoping, that that they'd be like, well, you know, it's we lost a great one, and here's a drive to left field. That'll be
another home run for Castellanos.
He almost made that his pick for Beat the Streak, just figuring that that moment might actually take place.
Didn't that break up a little bit of a drought for him, too?
Castellanos?
Yeah, he's not been hitting well.
He's been terrible. And yelling at people. Arguing with media.
Jim Salisbury.
Is that who it was? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. You're Philly. So is Salisbury a guy who deserves to be yelled at? Is he Gordon Whitmire of Philly?
He is a bit Gordon Whitmire-ish. Okay. But Jimmy will, he's equal about it. Like, he and Jonathan Papelbon used to go back and forth, but it wasn't. It's Philly. Like,
right, they all deserve to be yelled at. It's Philly. Yeah. They kind of carry themselves with a, yell at me, I'm going to yell at you. It's like their general baseline.
Anybody happen to see a picture of Jonathan Papelbon's t-shirt he was wearing the other day on Rob Bradford's podcast? I don't even know if I can say it.
No, that's weird.
You're leading yourself into a self-painted corner here.
It said, I've got a Papelbon ER. That was what is wearing his own t-shirt. I've got a papal.
I'm in the band and I wear the t-shirt of the band that I'm in. I like it.
Okay.
What was that? How was that related to what we were just talking about?
She brought up Jonathan Papelbon.
Oh, you did? I'm sorry, Layla.
I thought you were going to make a Salisbury reference about a picture on a phone.
Steak? Oh, yeah, because I guess that was a whole thing, remember?
Jim,
I interned on that show. Oh, yeah, I remember.
Oh, it's right. It entered during that?
Oh, yeah, Dan. The Salisbury and Rosenblum era, up the dial. Yeah,
Salisbury, correct?
But
Sean, who I worked with in Houston, by the way, not like that.
Yeah,
You somehow have avoided so much of this stuff where there's all these stories about people, and you're like, no, I don't have any. That guy, you're like, no.
I just make dumb jokes, and that's where it stays.
Yeah,
Act 12.
Walking around a party, there. What do you think of this?
Like Pebble, B O N E R, giggled. I'll laugh all the time.
I giggled like crazy.
I thought it was silly and funny.
Yes.
Fart jokes are for everyone.
I will say I did show a photo to both Layla and Lawrence today.
Not creepy.
That's good radio.
It was during a break.
This photo will never, ever see the light of day. Okay. It will never see the light of day. You know the picture of me that sometimes...
You're gonna do it again.
That sometimes pops up on Twitter of me. I've got my White Sox hat on, kind of sideways, soaked in beer and a sweatshirt, celebrating Duke's national championship.
Yeah, you're drunk in early years.
That was early in that evening.
Uh-huh. Is this late in that evening?
This was later in that evening.
Late in the evening. Oh yeah.
Now think of that as an album cover.
You turned into Jake LaMotta. I like that. You look like Raging Bull after 9 rounds.
You couldn't knock me down with that Miller Lite.
I want to see drunk high Dan.
Also, guy on the left.
Yeah, Sugar Ray Robinson beat the bejesus out of you that night. Apparently,
guy on the far left,
Dan Ruttner,
high-ranking CIA operative.
Oh, good.
Guy in the far back, Trump appointed federal judge.
Oh, nice.
Duke.
Yeah.
Wait, should you let it see the light of day then?
Can I just turn this around to the camera? Zoom in here.
I remember hearing about all these guys when Justice Kavanaugh was installed.
I had many beers. I like beer.
And Squee and Varmint or whatever his friends' names were.
Shane Reardon has just done the great service of tweeting that picture back into the stratosphere, and I've now shared it again.
Yeah, that was early in the evening.
Yeah.
That was the start of the evening.
This is before you were directed by Scorsese for 90 minutes.
Yes.
My God.
That was the start. And then other things happened.
Good for you.
I tuned in today a couple of different moments. My favorite moment, well, favorite's the wrong word. A moment that I tuned in for was just, there was a lot about a Viking and Swedish.
How amazing is that story?
Yeah.
You had to hear start to finish about Bluetooth, guy after whom Bluetooth was named.
Sure, but there was a whole, there was like a second, like a second portion of it that was thoroughly useless. And so, and the first portion was only mildly useful. Yeah, the coin thing was just completely useless and just thrown on.
There is no point having a radio show with your name on it if you can't see something like that and then read it in its entirety.
Well, I mean, your joy in reading it was great and was palpable, but... Yeah, that was something that happened on your show.
Yep, that's exactly what it was, and that was to entertain myself.
Okay, good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
So you showed pictures during our show, and you read articles during yours.
Read articles about Vikings.
Where they may or may not have been buried.
Right.
Right.
I didn't know about the origin of Bluetooth.
Akin to a coin from that was found in 1300
years ago. Yes. Oh. And then, Lawrence...
I guess it's better than baseball.
You following that... Oh, shut up, you bastard. Lawrence, you following that up with, like... A 20-second item that led to Scoop Dog. I was like, here we go, baby. That's perfect.
High Noon is back.
It sure is.
Yep.
Wow, no love for the poor crypto bros who have to sell their Rolexes to get money.
Yeah, I missed that. That came first.
Won't you think of the crypto bros?
Well, the good thing is that now Mike Rankin is going to get a whole bunch of watches for me out of that. So that ends up being a win-win.
Those are not Rolexes, though, to be clear.
No, they are definitely... I have one nice, like, Bulova watch, and then I have the Apple Watch. And every other watch I got, if Mike wants it, he can have it.
Fake? I like that.
No, they're not fake. They're just, you know, they're watches that I would wear before I got my Apple Watch. Like, I would wear them on TV, but I have, like, a super nice one that I now occasionally will pull out. And then there's this one.
I wonder if they'll come back. Ruben loves watches.
Really?
Yeah, my brother, his Uncle John, loves watches and collects them.
My dad loves watches, too. It's always a big deal. Having a nice watch and wearing a watch every day was a big deal.
Yeah, it's the only piece of jewelry that I've ever worn. So I'm like, all right, let's. I was looking in the drawer the other day, and I'm like, I don't really wear the other watches at all. So someone should wear them.
That's outstanding.
And Mike Rankin can match him up with his gear, and maybe when he wears his suit, and he can be out here on the town being Mr. White Sox.
Speaking of Mr. White Sox, did you happen to read Dan Zimborski in Fangraphs about who was bettered by the trade deadline and who was not, who was hurt by the trade deadline in terms of teams' playoff chances? Number one helped was the Padres, unsurprisingly. Number two helped was
the Twins.
The Twins. Mm-hmm. And number one least helped was the White Sox. So
that all checks out.
That all checks out. But then there they were last night. And if they're going to do that, then...
Yes, if they do that, then they... what? It allows for us to look at them in a different light. The problem is that they don't do that enough as a team offensively. Loved watching Eloy yesterday hit.
Absolutely. And love that he was moved up. Props to Tony for moving him up, by the way.
It's beautiful. Although I do have a lot, like, you know, when we start talking about the organizational stuff, why did you start your game today? in the middle of a severe thunderstorm warning.
Dan told me it was going to pass. In 2 minutes, 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Eight minutes later.
He's apparently making the decisions on games. Mm-hmm. When games start over at 35th and Shields too. Legit, like not a thunderstorm watch.
A warning.
You were under a warning between 1:22 and 2:10, and you're like, let's send Lance Lynn out there to do two innings of work.
Oh yeah, that's good for him. I wouldn't ask Bernstein.
Bernsey's
making these decisions. He's working. He's busy. He's doing other stuff. There's no way he'd be good enough at that. You know, there was a great moment last night when the sloppiness was legit covered up after like TA gets thrown out trying to tag from second to third, which is just insane.
And his infield play yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
But after TA gets thrown out, immediately Abreu homers.
Yes.
And you're like, there it is. That's
Big
how you
swing.
That's how you do it.
That's how you cover mistakes and sloppiness. Exactly. You hit the ball over the wall.
Hit the ball over the wall like they just did right there. All of a sudden, the inning looks great and nobody remembers.
And yeah, exactly. We're not talking about it as much because you did other things to try to win the game that helped.
That was the whole idea. That's like, how they built the thing.
And yeah. The other thing it does, when you slug, you have games in which you can rest your high leverage relievers. That's what good teams have.
Yeah.
Good teams have easy days. Yes. Where they can put their other relievers out there if they want.
Yesterday was a weird one for us, being on the air for the deadline when everybody went into it for the last like 50, 60 days saying the Cubs will be a big seller and the White Sox will be a moderate to big buyer. and neither thing happened. And so both fan bases are just confused and disappointed and like juggling which was the bigger story. I still think the Cubs was the bigger story.
I agree.
But the
it's weirder.
It's weirder.
It's a fail. It is. You nailed it yesterday, Danny. It is absolutely a fail. And they tried to spin it. I listened to 24 minutes of Jed trying to spin it and trying to say that well, you know, we just didn't get anything of value. Well, then you should have done it earlier.
That's what I said.
Or you should have gotten a slightly less value.
Take less value.
Because what you had no problem with doing that last year.
The comp B pick after the second round, the theoretical, no. And I know that there's that he'll hold on to the idea like, well, you can't show him that you're that you'll take less. Like, no, in this instance, you can.
Yeah. Because the alternative is, I've been saying it all morning, Jed played chicken and got caught.
Absolutely. He 100% did. And he played chicken last year, and it worked. Unless some people think that he could have gotten more for Bryant than they got last year. But overall, he got plenty, and he thought he could do the same thing again. Everybody's like, oh, that's right. That's how you want to do this. Yeah. And then as soon as Juan Soto comes onto the trade market, you race to the first deal that looks decent.
That's it. Soto and Vasquez are the game changers.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm just bothered by the fact, too, even if you lost and you're left holding the bag, music stops, you, whatever metaphor you want, to not then at least open up the possibility of restarting negotiations with the guys and saying we're committed. We wanted to keep them. We didn't get value for them, and now we'd like to really try as hard as we can to get extensions.
And they don't want him.
They should have traded him.
No, of course, and that's why we've been saying, and people are getting on me for saying it was a 100% certainty that they were trading Wilson Contreras, because they haven't talked to him about a contract extension in forever. They don't want him. And by the way, like, it's looking like the right thing on Baez. It's looking like the right thing early on Bryant. And the market proved that they were going to very much overpay Anthony Rizzo. So they still could be right not wanting to extend Wilson Contreras. But then you have to take 70 cents on the dollar.
100, correct. Yeah, absolutely do. Because and the market showed you yesterday and has shown you for years now. If you want a catcher, he better be a guy who handles pitchers well. And not just frames, but like talks to pitchers well. Game plans with them, sequences with them, gets along with them. And that is not the reputation of Wilson and not his strength. He's a bat.
I am surprised.
A bat and an arm.
And
flexibility of position.
And automated strike zones is coming.
Yeah, but it's...
That doesn't change the work with pitchers, though.
Correct.
No, but the framing. People keep mentioning the framing when they talk about Contreras.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. So the framing has gotten better, and automation is coming and all of that, but it's...
No, working
it's
with the, pitchers, it's mid-season, game all that planning stuff. Of course.
And making guys comfortable and making them calm and not having unnecessary cat-like reflexes and all of those things.
It's also, though... It's also how the organizations who were contending viewed the offensive need out of the catcher position as well. Like that is a part of this.
Yeah, for sure. They value other stuff more. Kurt Casale moved, you know? Right.
I mean, we saw that. Like the Astros for a long time said, we don't need our catchers. I mean, they had Marty Maldonado and Jason Castro.
And they went and got one, but they got Vasquez instead.
Right.
They got Christian Vasquez
because he can catch.
Yes, and his bat is nowhere near Wilson, but his glove is far better.
So we will be discussing Vin Scully, of course, today. We've got some awesome audio. We're going to end each hour with a different piece. Tanny's tribute from when he retired. Some other things that are... He called a Doug Buffone highlight that we have that we're going to be airing. Boog Shambi at 3. Mark Grody with a Bears report at 4 o'clock, and a lot more.
He also called a legendary local play that I don't think any of us ever realized he called. So yeah, we found that. It's going to be great fun to hear that. I'm just bathing in it all day long, that stuff.
I like that image.
Yeah, me too.
you're welcome. Have a good afternoon.
Left me with that.
Was it a James Shields strikeout?
So that's our show today. Have a good one. We'll see if this White Sox game is going to get back going soon, right? So we'll have some White Sox post probably still in addition to our regularly scheduled programming. But Tanny's open kicks us off. We are Parks and Spiegel. This is The Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.